KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, May 1st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. SDSU softball dropped a wild extra inning game yesterday in Fargo, falling 13-12 to North Dakota State in 8 innings. The Jackrabbits would hit a school record 6 home runs in the loss. 3 of those would come from sophomore Amanda Vacanti. She also had 7 RBIs. The loss snaps SDSU's 18-game winning streak against North Dakota State, drops the Jackrabbits now to 5-10 in Summit League play. That series continues this afternoon at 3 o'clock. SDSU baseball returns to conference play this weekend. They're also in Fargo. A 3-game series starts tonight versus North Dakota State at 6:30. USD softball, they lost a series opener to Omaha yesterday 3-1. Offensively, the Coyotes had just 4 hits on the day, as they're now 6-1 in the Summit League. That series continues today, first pitch scheduled at 3 p.m. Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund has ended its long-term financial backing of LIV Golf, marking a major turning point for the breakaway golf league that launched just 4 years ago. According to a statement, the Sovereign Wealth Fund will continue funding LIV only through the end of the 2026 season before stepping away from ongoing financial support. The decision is tied to a shift in investment strategy focused on long-term value and reduced spending commitments. That move now leaves LIV Golf, which has reportedly spent more than $5 billion since its inception, searching for new investors. LIV will continue its 2026 season with upcoming events, but now its long-term direction now hinges on securing that outside funding. Streaming provider Amazon Prime Video now diving into college sports as they've partnered with Duke University. Amazon and Duke announced yesterday they've reached a multi-year agreement to broadcast 3 of the Blue Devils' neutral site's non-conference men's basketball games per season. This marks the first college partnership for Prime Video, which has aired NFL and NBA games, among other sports. Coming up this fall, Duke will take on Connecticut in Las Vegas November 25th. That is Thanksgiving Eve. They'll also have a game versus the reigning NCAA champion Michigan at Madison Square Garden on December 21st. And then Duke takes on Gonzaga February 20th in Detroit. Major League Baseball from yesterday, the Washington Nationals would beat the New York Mets 5-4. The Mets, they've now lost 17 of their past 20 games. The Philadelphia Phillies would sweep a doubleheader versus San Francisco, winning 6-5. Kyle Schwarber with a tying double with 2 outs in the ninth, while Alec Bohm had the game-winning sacrifice fly in the 10th. Detroit's Gleyber Torres had 3 hits, drove in the go-ahead run with a sac fly in the 8th. Tigers beat Atlanta 5-2 to avoid a 3-game sweep. Also yesterday, Houston and Baltimore would split a pair of games. Houston won Game 2, 11-5. Yordan Alvarez with 12 home runs and 3 runs scored for Houston. Meanwhile, in Game 1, Baltimore would get grand slams from Adley Rutschman and Jeremiah Jackson as they would cruise to a 10-3 victory. Milwaukee defeats Arizona 13-1. Milwaukee's William Contreras finished 4-for-4 with a home run and 4 RBIs. The St. Louis Cardinals, they've got Paul Skeens' number as they beat Pittsburgh 10-5. Skeens now 0-5 in his career against St. Louis. He allowed 5 runs in 5 innings. And the Athletics would defeat the Kansas City Royals 6-3. The A's first baseman Nick Kurtz drew a walk. That's his 19th consecutive game with a walk as he nears a major league record, also had a 2-run double. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, May 1st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.